Shus Ordeim. A few minutes we'll daven Maariv, Mirtz Hashem. First Bochur, Kriyashma. Bori Yom V'loyla, Golol Or Mepnei Choshech, V'choshech Mepnei Or. Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates a transition. Light, darkness, darkness back to light. U'mavir Yom U'mevi Loyla, Bonu Shalolam directs this changeover. Day ends and the night begins. U'mavdil ben yom uvein loyla, Hashem tzvachos shmo. And he's mavdil ben yom uvein loyla. What does that last nekuda, what does that add for us? Number one is to describe the fact that there's dark and there's light and dark, and that also translates into a change on the calendar day. But what do we gain when we add on u'mavdil ben yom uvein loyla that we didn't have before in u'mavir yom maybe loyla? So you could suggest a pshat that from our perception, Mavir Yom Mevi Loila is when we look outside, the sun sets, starts to get dark in the sky, and we know at some point the day's over and the night begins, but in the middle there's a Bein HaShemashos. And we can't clearly delineate where the day ends and where the night begins. And it's reminiscent of what Rashi says in Bereishis, Vayechal Elohim HaYom HaShvi, that Hashem, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be Nichnas B'chud HaSayra, to be able to pinpoint with absolute clarity exactly where Friday ended and when Shabbos started. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to be Mechavein Itosa B'rugav, Rashi says. And l'chor, that's the nusach of the beginning of the bracha. V'chachma V'seach Sharam U'vesfuna Mishani Itim U'machlif Es Hazman. And therefore, U'mavdil Ben Yom Ben Laila is not just to perceive, again, through human eyes, it's over and then the night begins, but to have a clear-cut differentiation between Yom and Laila. And if that's the pshat, it may help us understand what we say a multi Shabbos in Havdalah. Ma'avdil ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, ben Yisrael Lo'amim, ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yemei HaMaisa. So if the Psichus HaBracha and the Chasimus HaBracha are Ma'avdil ben Kodesh L'chol, so L'chol, that should have been a constant. It should have been a common denominator. That every one of the Havdalahs we mention is being ma'avdil ben Kodesh L'chol. So what's Or N'choshech doing there? What's Or N'choshech doing? So L'chora, in order to be consistent, Or N'choshech doesn't mean the physical light, the physical darkness. Rather, it refers to the spiritual light, the Or of Torah. And Choshech is whatever detracts from Torah and Ratzon Hashem. But if the Shvach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, is that he can be ma'avdil ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, so it means it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before in the Bracha and Ma'ariv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can draw that line, can see very clearly where the Or ends, where the Choshech starts. But that also means that that's where we as humans are going to have a lot of trouble. Because the world we know, that we live in, is a world of Choshech. But Hashem is Murim from this world, but we're still here in the Choshech. It reminds us of what the Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Gimel, in Zahiris, that you can be standing in a dark room, there could be a person in front of you, and you think it's a pillar. There can be a pillar in front of you, but you think it's a person. We just don't have that clarity. We can't clearly define Bein Or L'Choshech sometimes, and we're left in confusion. The problem of being confused is that as human beings, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom, we're charged to exercise our Bechira. That's Yisod of Avodas Hashem, to make choice that will hopefully bring us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, and not Chas V'Shalom even one step in the opposite direction. We make decisions. Hopefully they're going to be guided by Torah values and priorities, what Hashem wants from me in any given scenario. But how do you do that? If we're left in this choshech, in this confusion where we can't draw that line in Bitosha. So what do we do? What do we do when things aren't as black and white? Borei Olam never leaves us stranded. He does give us a challenge that we can't work to rise up to and to grow from. And of all nisyonos, the nisayon of all the things the Yetzer Hara sends in our direction that may convince us that this is the real Ratzon Hashem, this is Yirah Shamayim, this is Avodas Hashem, and it's clouded, and sometimes we can't recognize the emes when it's there, and the opposite, that has to be surmountable. Why? Because we have a mitzvah lachtav d'rachav. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ma'avdil ben Or L'choshech, so we, Bezer Ampin, have the ability to take that koach, to tap into it a little bit, to push away the darkness so that our perception is not clouded. and that we can reach a little bit of that clarity that allows our vision to determine, again, where the Or ends, where the Choshech starts. Tashas Choshech v'Laila, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that this world is Doma l'Laila because it's Choshech. So the only way to deal with that, to be able to make those choices, is to bust out of this world to a different world where the Or reigns. But we also can't move too far from where we're sitting right now. Once there were a beautiful pshat halach l'maisa from Chapter Shlita in his Shiur on Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. What's pshat with this, the bima right over here? It's on ground level. Bima Beis Medrash down the block too. I bet if we took a poll across the Beis Medrash, just about everybody, if not everybody, will say that they come from communities where in the shul, the bima is raised. It's actually what the Zohar says, it should be raised. It should be a little bit higher than the rest of the shul. So l'chor the beer is because if you go through Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and on Haggis and Minhagim, all of it is directed towards reenacting Maamar Har Sinai. It's Mefurash L'Rama. The Maamar of Rutenberg used to stand for all of Kriyas HaTorah because the Pasuk says that the Jewish people stood at the foot of Har Sinai. The positioning and the number of people, the Bakori, the Gabi, who were at the Bima, they're there symbolizing the transmission of Torah to Moshe, to Klal Yisrael, the Chule. So too, the Bima is raised because Torah was given at the top of the mountain. So what's Pshat in our Shulchan? So the answer, Shachta said, is based on the Shulchan HaKorah, when I'm talking about the Vilna Gaon, is because in the Beis Medrash, we're on the top of the mountain. Top of the mountain. But it's not just a nice pshat. Rashi says in Yisro that at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the heavens down onto earth, onto the top of the mountain. Kodesh Baruch Hu can connect us from on high. Why do you have to bring it all down? The answer is because he wants to show, to give the koch to every yid, Lidori Doros, that the place where you can bridge out of this world of Choshech is Torah. It's Kabbalah HaTorah. Because that's where the Or lies. And when we have that connection to Torah, it brightens our perception to get rid of that shrouded emes and hopefully see a little more clearly, again, where is Ratzon Hashem and the dividing line to the other side. There's a whole welt out there within the Jewish community, outside the Jewish community, that for the life of them cannot figure out what in the world are we doing here all day, from the morning until the night. Please imagine, the lights are on until very, very late at night. What are we doing here? I still remember echoing in my head, the last time the Yeshiva Lorin Subas, 2002-2003, Rav Tendler Shlita was, he gave a Musar Shmuz, and they're the base medrash. And the pinnacle of his words were, they don't understand. When we start the Sugya of Pesach Pasuach, we're mamish saving the world. We're simple people. I don't know if we all have a small hasag of what that means. The Gemara says, we're talking about keeping the world running. And we're not just running it. The Sfarim say that all the hashpa of good and chesed in this world that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of the Lomdei Torah. It's through the channel of the Lomdei Torah. The Mefarshim ask, is it a Sheila, is it a Bakash, what's going on? The Vilna Gaon explains, look at Esther. Nafshi v'sheilasi, v'ami v'bakashasi. Sheila is me, Bakash is for everyone around me. So part and parcel of the Shifti B'Veis Hashem is the Osa Avakish, that I'm going to bring the chesed to everyone in the world. That's one aspect of what we accomplish when we're learning. We're mizdabek, our neshamas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel Him with us. We're turning our neshamas to the Bori Olam. We cause an unbelievable machas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're learning. Kad Yatzim Yisrael v'askin Beis HaKadosh, we know the song. I saw something moridik, mamish moridik yesterday. It's on the shelf right over there. Rabbi Rocham Das Torah Pasha Shlach. He says from the Alchemy Kelm, he says, I can't tell this to too many people. He says, it's a sod. He says, it's a sod. I have to cut this out of Y.U. Torah. He says, Bachram don't chab, that when they're working and working and working to understand a ktsos, to understand a b'chaim, to crack a rebarach bear, because of the gullus, because of the choshech, because of the challenges that he's going through, maybe because of his classes, maybe because of other nesiyonos he has in his life, he may be earning more schar when he's learning that ktsos than the schos got for writing the shikol Torah in the first place. Even if the guy never gets pshat in the ktsos. Unbelievable. He says, I can't tell this to too many people because the Bachram are going to get, they're going to be bali gaiva. If we want to make a list of all the things you accomplish with Talmud Torah, we could go on and on. But there's one thing which is so easy to miss that I want to try to emphasize with Siyata D'Shemayim. I'm not a Balitza. I'm a simple guy. I try to learn like everybody else. I consider myself a member of this Beis Medrash. I aspire to be a member of the Beis Medrash. 4 years, the beginning of when the Gluck Center opened, I sat in the back shopping that Shpah from Shulman Shir and the whole Avir of the Beis Medrash, everyone here. So all I can offer is what our Dame has said and a little bit of perspective. I came here about 20 years ago as a ninth grader in MTA. And I've seen hundreds of guys over the years come in and go out and where they are 5 years, 10 years down the line. A little bit of perspective. I was about 22, 23. At the time, a friend and I, we ran an organization known as TLN. Some of you might remember. Some of you maybe participated in it. And we basically made Shabbatons for high school guys from around the New York area to get together, to meet big people, to learn, give all of it. One year, at the beginning of the year, we got together a group of 15, 20 guys, seniors in different high schools, representatives of each and every school. They would be the ones to collect the money for the Shabbatons, to encourage guys to go. And we brought them to yeshiva at the beginning of the year to give them chizik for their job for the year. And Rav Goldvecht and Rebbetzin Goldvecht, with their unbelievable hospitality, welcomed them in. Rav Goldvecht ran a tish for them that night. And of the many inspiring things he said to them, he said something which was really stuck with me. He said, talking to high school seniors, you guys, keep in mind that these years between the age of 18 and 26, these are years that you will accomplish in ways that you'll never be able to accomplish later. This is it. These are the ikar years of Aliyas HaTorah Chaperayim. So, it needs a hesber, but just off the cuff, we can appreciate that. You know, there's a mile of learning like a bachar throughout your life, which is not so pashut. There were gedolim who were described, they learned like a bachar. I think Rav Shulman once described Rav Baruch Bear like that. I think the Mashpia described his Rebbe, Rav Dov Lifshitz, by that term. And Kamal Levine, one of the Kedoshim from Har Nof, they said by that spadim, at the age of 55, he was also like a bachar. And I know, because he was a Shol Meshiv in my yeshiva, and I learned the Chavrusa with him, Perek HaShol, before I came to YU. He was a bachar. It's not a Pashat of Madrega. But I am on a Pashat of Madrega. So I have to publicly apologize to Rav Govicht. It was Mamish Begeder, but Titzchak Eitan Bekirbo Lemor. I chuckled to myself when I heard that, and I said, come on, it can't be. Starting smich, I was learning Shri Sederim a day. Unbelievable shiurim from my Rebbeim. Musa Kolel, my Chever and I, we were at the top of the world, of the base medrash. And like, to hear that, I wasn't a Kabbal. But because I didn't have a Munas Chachamim. It's true. How it applies to every single person, in their own right, talk to Rav Goldvecht. Talk to Rav Goldvecht. He has more perspective than I can offer. But it's true. But what does it mean practically? What does it mean practically? So for one thing, Avada, your Asek in the sugyas of Kamal B'Rabmine this year, it's going to be different than 10 years from now. Push it. Okay. But that's not what we're focused on. We're here to talk about Or, like I said before. I mentioned Bechira earlier. Choices we make. Rabosa, I don't think it's an accident that concomitant with this stage of 18 to 26 of the Ikar years of Aliyah L'Torah, you will also, Mir Tashem, be making critical, and I mean really critical decisions that impact the rest of your life. And I dare say, Lidori Doros, you got to be asking questions to yourself pretty soon. Who am I going to marry? What profession am I going to enter? What environment are my kids going to grow up with? What school are they going to go to? Where am I going to live? These are huge decisions. Mamish. Not so simple. And about it, we need a lot of hadracha from our Rebbeim, who know us well, to approach those choices. But it's absolutely necessary. It's absolutely necessary to try and activate as much of that Or of Torah through your learning now that you can to illuminate so that you'll be able to be mavchin and be mavdil, bein Or l'choshech, when those decisions have to be made. To be able to see, again, where the Ratzon Hashem lies and where the other side starts. That's a transformative power of Torah that we're daven for. It's a sifin shulchan aruch. Maybe we should be more zorin saying it before we open our gemaras in the morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself promises, HaMa'or Shebo Yachzirei L'Mutov. It's a new prescription for our eyes. It's not just like Torah or a nice metaphor. It's mamish. It's your vision. It's your vision to see what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me now? Is it natural? Is it supernatural? I don't know, maybe it's both. But our regular achas, I encourage everyone, please take a look at Nefesh HaRav, Amud Ayin Beis, and Vayter. The Rav touched upon this idea when he spoke about the limud of the malach in the mother's womb, that it was necessary to go through Kol HaTorah Kula so that the Chachmas HaTorah is inside of you, so that you can determine what is Ratzon Hashem when you need to access that by being Megal of the Or through your own learning over the course of your lifetime. And if that's Hakad the Pshat, the Hemshech and the Gemara in Daf Lamed in Nid is unbelievable. The Gemara says, no connection, but it's talking about what else happens when the baby's inside. Near Doloklo al Roshu Vitsofu Mabit Misofa Olamat Sofo. There's a candle on the baby's head, and the baby can see from one side of the earth to the other. Shenemar Apostokan Eo Behilo Nero Alai Roshi La Oro Elechoshech. That Torah that he's learning, Mamash, he has that chavrusa right then, that gives him the light to walk in the dark. That's what we're talking about. So it means we got to go back to those questions at this pivotal juncture in our life. And okay, so who am I going to marry? Okay, so what's going through my head? Is one of my considerations, is this woman going to have the chashivas of Torah to appreciate getting up early in the morning for shir, going out late to a chavrusa after a long day at work? Is that question on my mind when I'm thinking about a shidduch? Spoke about environment that my children are going to be exposed to. You know, you come to this base medrash, so you also have to think, you know, all the forum on the tables. You got to have a living room one day, or a dining room, with some bookcases. And all those books are going to go on those shelves. Someone from, you know, people come from other yeshivas all the time, they come and see our tables here, and they mind things. Such a mess. I love it. But if you come from a place where Bekoshi, you have an Oz V'Hadar and a Kobitz Mefarshim, so it's hard to understand. But one day, your Ritvan Ksubis, your Hafla, your Mesil Sisharm is going to be on one of those shelves in your living room. So what do you want your kids to see? You want them to see a bookcase full of Torah books or an Abba who's learning those Torah books? Some choice B. So am I thinking about my job? Am I going to be working so hard that I don't have time to learn and to be involved in the chinuch of my children? And these are questions that are going to be informed by our learning now to the degree that we are able to be megala that, or that helps us see more clearly. I think the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that it's like, you know, you go to camp, you're in the mountains, there's no street lights, there's nothing, and it's a dark and stormy night, it's pitch black, and then there's that second of a flash of lightning where you see the outlines of the mountains, you see the trees, and for one split second it's all clear. That those are the moments, the Rambam says, that you have to hop around and say, I'm going to run with that because I see clearly. Now is the time to generate that energy, that lightning, to light the path going weiter. Have to keep reminding ourselves that Kabbalah Satorah, at the top of Har Sinai, that's where we leave the Olam Hazeh Hadom L'Choshech, and we attach ourselves with the Or. So what's the L'maisa, Rabbi Osei? I only have a few minutes left. I'm trying not to go over time. B'li Neder. Each one of these things, I'm going to mention three practical ideas that, for myself and anyone else who wants to come along, Yishma Kachem Yosef Lekach, each topic can be a shmuz in its own right, but I think we should talk about these inyanim. Talk about how we can work on these inyanim. The three things are Shabbos, Night Seder, and the environment of our base medrash. So number one, Shabbos. Originally it was suggested to me to talk about Shabbos and Yeshiva, especially with In Shabbos coming up, and I was a little reluctant because I was afraid people would think, you know, he's talking about Shabbos because he gets a cut for every guy who signs up in the calf. And trust me, I don't, and I don't get a cut. Even if you sign up at Wednesday after 1:30 p.m., I don't get that either. But Chazal call Shabbos Matana Tova. And why do? That's so easy to see. So easy to see. The whole week, you don't have a chance to breathe. You're running here, you're running there, in the physical sense. And in also the sense that I can finally put down my books, I can learn. No distraction, no classes to run to, no meetings at the career center, honors luncheons, and so on. But think about the time, just simply the time that it really adds up. The transportation, leaving Friday, hopefully coming back Motzei Shabbos. We used to have a Motzei Shabbos kolo, thanks to Rabbi Orlin in this yeshiva. We got to bring that back. Coming back Motzei Shabbos, and if not Motzei Shabbos, Sunday I ride and they're trying to make a meeting, trying to make Seder. All the time, it really adds up. And forget the transportation time. The learning at Shabbos in yeshiva is just so much conducive to take time to learn. That's what you do in yeshiva, push it. I guarantee you that everyone is makabel. It's just like you stay another two times a semester, three times at the very least. I guarantee it will change your life, and it will change your learning, not just in quantity. The Sfarim tells us the madriga of learning on Shabbos is in gantzen a different learning. So Sfarim writes in Parshas Kisisa, the learning you do on Shabbos, you don't forget it. The Velt says that's pshat in the Zmiris. Zichru Torah Moshe b'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. Yom Shabbos an ein l'shkoach. Taka, with the Yechazring, you do Shnayim Mikra, I would encourage you to learn B'iyan. We get a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. What in the world is a Neshama Yisera? Not Mil Alacha, the summon met Motzei Shabbos. Zakta Shitim Gubetz is Rishon and Beitzet Af Tezayim and Aleph. Pirish, Al Zecha Olof Shefa Eloki, Seichel Yoser, Lasuk Betor Lain Mais Hashem. I want a piece of that. Everyone here wants a piece of that. Shefa Eloki to learn? Givaldik. If you sleep all Shabbos, you're not going to feel it. You're not. If you're Amal on Shabbos, it's there for the taking. Even as it says in Mufurish in the Eser Sadibras, it says it elsewhere. Kuzush's Levi says at the beginning of Parshas Korach that the Talmud gets the Seichel of his Rebbe on Shabbos. He can understand things he didn't understand during the week. Chaparai finals are coming up soon. You got to know what to write on the test. You got to chop what the Rebbe said. But Nevinsel says something in Sefer on Shavuos, which is mamish mort. Listen to this. Hachazanish Amra Asfarim Suyemish Algonim Kideyus Atzal. Chazanish said about something Asfarim Kideyus said. Shabbos Efshar Lahargish Yoser Es Misikusa. Ki b'Shabbos ha'asaga hi el yonah yilsa. Your tefisa, that Rikki the Eger, is a different tefisa than the rest of the week. And you'll feel that mesikus like you don't on Tuesday. One more Maram Makam. If you want to know, that's qualitatively. Quantitatively, Rukharon Shin in the Sefer, Eitzel Zazakas B'Yamadin, Daf Nun Al, there's a whole Cheshbon, Chavetz Chaim calculates, according to the Vilgon, every word of learning is another mitzvah. Shabbos is Shakur Kenegid called mitzvah, said multiple times 613. The Ben Ishchai says, based on the Mekubalim, times 1,000. I'm not very good at math. It's a lot of mitzvahs. And throw in Binyan Olam, Sefer Kuf Yud Chesed, Kuf Mem. Compounded is the special schar you get from learning at times when no one else is learning, when your mom is holding up the world. One thing I hear most from guys, well, I'm not staying for Shabbos, because no one's staying for Shabbos. This guy's not staying for Shabbos, that guy's not staying for Shabbos. Okay, so we got to stand up and say, I'm staying for Shabbos. It's an in Shabbos. The base measure should be mamish packed. Everyone says I wish I could still feel that feeling in yeshiva. One way to do that is Shabbos is in yeshiva. There are plenty of legitimate reasons to go home, and when you got to go home, you got to go home. But look to add just a little bit more, 2-3 times a semester. It's going to change you. Number one, night seder. I don't need to say so much. Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Paragimel. Afal pi shemitzvah lilmo biyom of alayla. Ein adam lomei rov chachmaso el balayla. Yizor b'chol leilosav v'lo yovar afilu echad mehen b'shina achila shtiyo sicha chiyotu behen. We said before, Govach said, these are the ikar years of learning. And your ikar learning is night seder. So I don't need to say anything else. The Rambam speaks for himself. Let the Rambam give him us his moves. People are going to say to me, I'm in the base medrash 9:40 Wednesday night. So we're not talking, who are we talking? People are learning night seder. They'll say, if there's an empty seat at your table, a night seder, and it's filled during the day, then we have an achrayus to our chaverim, to pull them in, to be mechazik them. If we need an eitzah to be mechazik or chaverim, it's okay. It's okay to be mechazik chaverim. They want to be told to get into the base medrash. They do. It's an achrayus for their benefit and for our benefit, because collectively, the base medrash is an entirely different base medrash with the zchus harabim. Which brings me to the final point. Had the schos on a number of occasions to speak and learning with Rav Moshe Twersky, Zecher Tzadik, with Kodesh Lavracha, Mamasha Giant. I heard this word about 10 years ago. Ve'ichon Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. So what's your knee-jerk reaction when you hear that pasuk? It's a Rashi on the spot. The singular lashon Ve'ichon implies the achdus that was prerequisite for Kabbalas HaTorah. So after Twersky, there's something else that we're missing if you read the pasuk too fast. Ve'ichon Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. Neged Ahar. At that moment of Kabbalas HaTorah, at that moment of the ultimate giloy of or in this bria, they were facing the mountain and their back was turned to everything that was happening in the whole wide world. Nothing else mattered. We all have a lot of achrayas, and they could all be very, very serious and legitimate responsibilities. A lot going on in life, but we come to the base. It's got to be a change. It's hard. I know it's hard, but we got to turn our back on everything else and be negative hard when we're in the base measures. You can ask the Drorid brothers, when we were sitting in the back of the base medrash, since Gluck opened, so I'm the kind of guy who had his computer open at his makom mamash from the beginning of Seder to the end of Seder. My Siri knows how to open www.hebrewbooks.org. Okay. But if I'm sitting in the base medrash, I can appreciate the value of the tools that a computer can give you in your learning. But if I'm sitting in the base medrash, I'm tabbing between my Shir notes and Facebook and ESPN, whatever it is, Echi tachin. Rabbi will say, Eitan shnal, Echi tachin. Negat ahar, with our back to everything else for those few precious hours we have every day. It's in Yisayin. And if you don't have a computer, we all have some batala that we got to leave at the door. Because when we do, when we leave whatever our batala is at the door, collectively, we forge an atmosphere in the base medrash where that's not even a havamina. Not even a havamina. So again, my fellow Talmidim, is a joint effort. Joint effort is the only way. Because at the end of the day, Rashi's pshat and Rav Twersky's pshat, they're not mutually exclusive, they're one and the same. Because when we come together, ish echad b'lev echad, to be neged ahar, so the result is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our tefillah, so we say every day, v'hoyer einenu b'sar asecha, v'shitaka b'zocha.